1 Timothy chapter 6. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. 1 Timothy 6, 18 and 19. Riches don't make a man rich. They only make him busier, said Christopher Columbus. Paul reminds Timothy that the true wealth is not in what we hoard, but in what we give. Napoleon put it this way: riches consist not of the possession of the treasures, but in the use made of them. In the early church, believers tried to share all things in common. But by the time Paul wrote this letter, rich and poor were both present in the church. Paul didn't criticize the wealthy, but taught them to use their blessing generously. What we spend disappears, and what we give remains forever. Like someone who deposits money into a bank before a trip and then withdraws it upon arrival, so is the Christian that stores up treasures in the bank of faith. There is no hidden fees or failed transfers in the kingdom economy. Jesus promised, "You will receive 100 times as much, an eternal life in the age to come." Mark 10:30. Lord, thank you for giving me the chance to invest in eternity, where generosity multiplies returns and no treasure is ever lost. I rejoice in placing my hope not in uncertain riches, but in you, because your bank never fails. You are my Father.